Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chokma, all across the tundra. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, coffee at KYUK, and as usual, I am super excited and sharing every ounce of that excitement with you. Today, I'm excited for two reasons. First of all, coffee at KYUK, full fruition. This is a great feeling. I'm sitting across from Katie Basil, who's in the studio where I was sitting maybe a year or a year or two ago when we first started this adventure together, folks. Katie Basil's in the studio this morning. She's going to talk with Nelson Island Tuksuk Bay Principal Michael Robbins. And it's not the first time he's been here either. I'm excited to hear from him. So without any further ado, I want to go right to both of them. Good morning to each of you. Now you have the microphone.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Good morning, Grady. Thank you. The Nelson Island School in Tuksuk Bay has reopened its doors to in-person learning after almost a year of being mostly shut down. Here to update us on how the first week went is Principal Michael Robbins. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Katie. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am great this morning. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Well, I'll jump right in. I'm curious, you just opened back up to in-person learning last week. What were some of the highlights?
Sure. I think the smiling faces, I mean, we didn't really see the smiling faces because the masks that they have to wear, but you could tell that the kids were really excited to be back in school, and the staff was really excited to have kids back, and I think the parents were even more excited to have the students back into school and get them going. So I think that was the overall highlights of last week.
Excellent. I actually had the opportunity to go into the Bethel High School on the seniors' first day back last Thursday, and you could just feel the energy coming from the staff. I mean, everyone was so excited just to have students back in the building, so I can kind of imagine what your experience was like. Were there any unexpected challenges during the first week?
I don't think so. We were lucky enough that we went in the fall, so we kind of had a little bit of a training ground there for 15 days before we came back. And I don't think there was really anything unexpected, but, you know, just getting the kids back into the rhythm of the school day. And a lot of people at the end of the week, the teachers included, were just like, wow, I'm really tired. You know, we haven't had, you know, school like this for a very long period of time, similar to what it would be like the first week of school that you have in August, you know, where the kids are just kind of getting back into the rhythm, getting those sleep cycles back to, you know, school days. But that's not really unexpected. But we were lucky enough, like I said, to say that we had in the fall, we had like a trial run, and that really helped us when we started back up, a couple weeks ago.
That's right. So you did, I remember you did have a few weeks of school there early on. Were there any changes that you had to make for this second week after going through the first week?
I think just kind of finding out where the kids were at. You know, we had a really high return rate. We had over 88% of our students pass in the first semester. And so just kind of getting a sense of where they were and where they left off, and then trying to refine the instruction, you know, based on the needs of the students, because we only have about 2 months left. So that's really what we've been trying to do since the kids came back.
So, sorry, did you just say that 88% of your kids passed last semester?
Yeah, we had 88% pass rate K-12 and 91% pass rate at the high school.
Wow. I mean, I don't know the statistics, but that sounds really high, especially for COVID times.
Yes, it was. Our normal average is about 91 to 92% at the high school level. So, to kind of be along with that average at 91%, we were really excited. But the community did a great job. They worked incredibly hard. The kids worked hard. The staff worked really hard. We did some outreach things. We went out every day to pick up work at 2 o'clock. But everybody really responded and stepped up, and the kids did an amazing job. Like, all of our freshmen passed every class they had, which I think was phenomenal for freshmen, and they did a great job. And, you know, we're doing that credit recovery and getting those kids that, you know, didn't get through in the first semester. And I think that momentum is carried forward through this quarter.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. Yes.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, it was a lot of work, but the everybody stepped up. They did a great job, like they do out here in Nelson Island.
So, and I just want to touch on that a bit more, because there is national concern about students being behind in educational goals because of, you know, remote school and parents having to really step up as the teachers. Is that a concern? It sounds like it's not a concern at all in Tuxuk Bay.
Well, I think it's a little bit. It's always a little bit of a concern when you don't have in-person learning. The number one factor in how a student does a lot of times is the teacher in the classroom. So when you remove that teacher, then you know you may have some deficits there. But what we decided to do is that we had some ESSER money that was from the government, and it was a grant, and we put a teacher aide in every single one of our elementary classrooms. So we have a 6-to-7-to-1 ratio because of the cohorting that we have to do. But then we broke that down even to a smaller percentage where now we have an adult or an educator working with the students, about a 3-to-1 ratio. So you can really target interventions for kids to try to accelerate their learning, because we know that, for example, an after-school program, a lot of times it's 3-to-1, 4-to-1, and that makes a huge difference with kids. It's a good way to catch them up. And so we've taken that model on what we do kind of after school and put that in the school day to try to catch students up and fill those gaps in for the next 2 months to try to get them ready, really ready for the fall of next year.
That's great. So it sounds like you have a lot of staff on hand to kind of help out. How many students were invited back into the school last weekend? Are kids going 5 days a week, or is it more like 2 and 2?
So we have an AM-PM schedule, and so we split the elementary essentially in half, and half the students go in the AM and the other half go in the PM. And then at the high school, we are targeting students, seniors, obviously, who need a couple more credits to graduate and finish up, and then students who need credit recovery, students who may not have passed a class in the fall that, you know, we don't have a lot of those, but we're targeting those kids. And then any maybe student that has really, you know, fallen behind, and we need to catch them up, you know, quickly or like a one-on-one, two-on-one type basis. And so it's certainly not the numbers that we have. Normally we have 200 in the school, you know, going every day. That number is significantly lower now because of the cohorting. But it's worked out great. The AM-PM has been a great solution. We get to see the kids every day. We get to touch base with them. And the teacher, that makes the teachers and the students extremely happy, and the parents, you know, because they're out of the house and going to school where they should be.
Right. And what COVID safety protocols are students and staff asked to follow throughout the day?
Sure. The LKSD put out a great manual on, you know, protocols and following those. And we were lucky enough to say, like in the fall, you know, 6-foot social distancing, mask wearing, the electrostatic machine that we have to clean the rooms, and our custodians have a good, you know, checklist of things that they have to get done. And so we've just followed what we did in the fall, which I thought worked very well. The community felt that it worked well. And I think that we've just continued those when students came back.
And I want to talk again just a little bit about how the school days are structured. We have Ethan Lincoln, as you know, who is a senior in Tuxuk Bay, and he's one of our interns, and he is just awesome. But one thing that he's talked about a lot is the fact that he gets to go out hunting a lot more because there's just less time in school. And so it sounds like he's outdoors a lot and spending a lot of time with his uppa and his uncle. And I'm curious, is there any feedback from the community right now that maybe, like, in general, school days could be shorter, allowing for more free time?
I have not heard that. As far as I think from our community's perspective is that, you know, they want the kids in the school. But I will say a great side benefit of this has been, you know, a lot of first catches for kids, a lot of students who might not normally go out hunting because, you know, they're in school, had that opportunity to go out. And I think that's phenomenal. It's teaching them skills that they're going to have for the rest of their lives. And so I think that that's if there's any positives that come out of, you know, maybe not going to school, that is certainly one of them, is that we had to have an opportunity for those kids to get out, go out with family that they may not have been able to spend time with. But I haven't heard anything or hasn't anything filtered to me about having a less of a school day, so to speak. I just think it's been a good, they've made the best out of the situation.
Yeah, it kind of, nationally, it sounds like kind of a mixed bag as far as parents enjoying more time with their kids and also, you know, really juggling a lot as far as having kids at home and trying to work. So, I mean, that probably stretches all the way to the coast here as well. I want to talk for a minute about radios. You and I had a really great conversation about the use of Tuxuk Bay's radio station at the school last fall. We reported that every student has a radio to stay connected. Tuxuk Bay actually bought every student a radio to stay connected. How did that go, and did that help with remote learning?
I think it helped a lot with remote learning. I think it was a variety of different ideas that we did. You know, we were active on Facebook. We went around it every day at 2 o'clock to pick up work, and it was a consistent time. I think that helped. I think the staff worked really hard. But what we did with the radio station specifically is that every day at 11 o'clock, we went on the radio and we did school updates and school announcements so that there was no, you know, there was no question about what was going on at the school and making sure the community was involved and had an opportunity to listen every day about what was going on and announcements. We did shout outs. We did, you know, praise to students. And, the students thought it was pretty cool that they got to hear their name on the radio. And that was great. We did birthdays. We did like joke of the day type stuff that the community liked and they listened. And, but what we also did was, is that we put assignments on there. We had teachers read, work that the kids had to do. And if we did an assignment on the radio, we probably got 95 to 100% of that work back. You know, it was a connection with their teachers. They had an opportunity to listen to, you know, the work that they had. The teacher could explain it. They had the packet of work in front of them, and they could just go through it, and the teacher did a great job with it. And the teachers, you know, used that as just one other mechanism, and the barrier to entry for a radio is very small because all you have to do is press the power button, and the lesson comes right to you. And it was funny, I was looking this up, and in like the 1930s, Chicago was out of school for a reason, and I don't know which it was, and they did kind of the same thing, and we just kind of repurposed that technology here in 2021, you know, with all the, you know, Facebook and Zoom and all that. We just kind of went a little bit old school, so to speak, and went back with the radio, but it worked great. You know, the teachers could make podcasts and they could, do assignments on the radio, and that worked out really well.
That's incredible. I love hearing about your use of radio in Tuxuk Bay. And moving forward, now that you have students back in school, will you be continuing to use the radio? And if so, how?
So we have a class specifically, video production, social media, that will make content for the radio. We'll use it for basketball games. We sometimes have elders that can't make it up to, the gym because of the weather, but they still want to hear about Islander basketball, or volleyball or whatever it might be. And then we're going to have students produce a weekly, show like we do at Islander Daily every day. That's what we call our radio show, but we're going to have, once the students do get back into school, produce a show for the radio that we can play to catch people up on what's going on, the events. And not that they can't use Facebook, but, you know, this is a free medium that we have. And I think if we have an opportunity to use it and teach kids a different way to communicate within your community, I think that that's a great opportunity. And kids get really excited about it. And I think that's great. Creates a high level of engagement for kids, like with Ethan. I mean, Ethan does a great, he's really engaged in the process. Really likes what he's doing. He's doing a great job with it, and we'll take that and kind of use it in a class to see how that works out.
Excellent. Actually, Ethan Lincoln and then our two other interns, Kaylee King and Jamin mm-hmm. Crow, just completed a podcast for the NPR Student Podcast Challenge, and they just submitted it last night. We won't be able to broadcast it until the competition has been judge, but I'm so excited because their work is just so excellent. They really did a great job.
I heard, I got a preview copy of it like you did, and it's phenomenal. You know, the work that they've done, and I appreciate all of your work, Katie. You guys have done a great job at KYUK really supporting our kids, and I think that that's made a big difference. It's really engaged our seniors, you know, in a difficult time. And I think that that's made a big difference. And I think kids look at that and they really, you know, look up to those, you know, those kids because as a voice for them, in the Delta. And I think it's been an amazing job. They've done an amazing job and so have you. So thank you so much for that.
Absolutely. We're just lucky to have them. We have about 1 to 2 minutes left. Is there anything else that you would like to share with your community in Tuxuk Bay or the region about remote school or radio broadcast in school, anything at all?
Well, I just wanted to thank, you know, all of, especially my community, specifically the students. I always say the strength of our schools, our student staff, and our community, and that was truly evident. Our slogan this year was "We Are Family." And I think we really did come together as a family. But I also think throughout the Delta and LKSD, the teachers worked incredibly hard. The students did. The communities, it's obviously we want to be in school. The kids want to be in school. But the communities really made the best of it. And they really did just the best that they possibly could under really difficult circumstances. And so I'm really proud to be an LKSD employee and certainly proud to be the principal here at Nelson Island School because of how hard our students and staff and community worked.
Great. Well, congratulations again on a successful but difficult year. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Katie. Have an amazing day.
You too.
All right.
Bay Principal Michael Robbins updating us on the recent reopening of the Nelson Island School to in-person learning. You've been listening to Coffee at KYUK. This is Katie Basil.
This is Grady Deaton with one thing left to say to you listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.